Nearly 1,000 people came from across the country this weekend to hear Donald Trump speak to a Tea Party group in downtown Nashville. For his supporters, the attraction was as much about Trump's style as the substance of his message. Suzanne Ford hadn't planned to see Trump's speech, but when the Springfield, Illinois woman heard the Republican frontrunner would be in Nashville at the same time she was visiting relatives, she couldn't pass up the chance.
Nothing's getting done, and I think that's what the draw with Donald Trump is. I mean, he's not going to have any outside influences, and he's going to get somebody needs to get something done in this country.
Trump arrived an hour early for his speech to the National Federation of Republican Assemblies, but there was an eager crowd waiting outside Rocket Town in Sobro as he pulled up in a black SUV. The real estate tycoon and reality TV star signed autographs as his security detail muscled him through the throng.
Hey, let's go in and have a good time.
Okay? The first person to volunteer 1 week of my work, if you become president, to help build that wall. And anybody else here?
That offer came from Chris Yonas, a truck driver from Murfreesboro. He says he'd be willing to put his skills to work along the Mexican border, where Trump has suggested a fence to keep people from crossing. Supporters weren't the only ones to turn out for Trump's appearance. About 200 pro-immigration rights protesters came as well. They hope to show his brash rhetoric is earning him enemies as well as fans. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.